I join with colleagues across the House today in calling out the hate-filled, racist, violent scenes that showed their ugly heads across Belfast this week and in other parts of Northern Ireland. It was absolutely appalling and almost unbelievable that such scenes would be happening in our communities. This needs to be called out. There is no dressing this up. There is no hiding. There is no trying to explain this away. This was absolute and utter racism. And anybody that took to the streets covering their faces like the cowards they are, who attacked people's homes, burned people out of their homes, who attacked healthcare workers, who stopped cars wearing masks to check if there was any one from an ethnic minority within the vehicles travelling across our towns and villages and cities. They are cowards. They are thugs. They are racists. Racists. Racists is what they are. And we in this House need to be completely united and calling that out for what it is. There is legitimate concerns out there about illegal immigration where it occurs. And this is the forum to which we are elected to, where we have those conversations. It is not on the streets. It is not burning public transport. It is not attacking people because of the colour of their skin. Those scenes have haunted our communities. It set them back. It has traumatised people. And it also sends a signal to the rest of the world that you can't visit this place. The cheek! The world opened its doors to Irish and British people in very difficult times. Put their arms around us, welcomed us in, gave us opportunities, gave us a life. There is not a mass illegal immigration issue in Northern Ireland, and anyone tries and dresses that up needs to have a good hard look at themselves, or at least go and look at the facts. What we have in Northern Ireland is a health service that is built and protected and sustained by ethnic minorities, people who care for our citizens on a daily basis. The scenes this week are utterly disgusting. And if anyone wants a bit of clarification as to identify racism, 30 women were murdered in Northern Ireland. 30. By white men, often within their own homes. Where was the mass outrage? Where were they protesting in the streets? Where were they attacking the emergency services? It didn't happen. Ask yourselves why. Ask yourselves why. Those responsible for what we have seen this week should face the full consequences of the law and realise, very painfully, that this is unforgivable and will not be acceptable.